Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and the word I want you to think about today is independence. Independence versus dependence. So let's go to the Lord in prayer first, and then we'll talk about that. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. We come before you in honor of you, to give you honor and glory, and Father, to praise your name, to thank you for your love, for your grace, and your mercy. To thank you for being a Father that forgives his children. All he asks is that we come to him. Just that simple. Just to come to him. So, Father, I pray that everyone who is listening today is doing exactly that and coming to you with every burden and every praise, everything we have on our hearts, that we bring it to your feet. Father, I know in my studies, in my life, I am aware that we cannot and will not ever be free until we are dependent on you. I pray that all who are listening, all who will listen later, and I pray that this nation will once again surrender to you. Father, I pray for your protection over this nation. I pray for your protection over those who are in a dire way right now, those in Haiti, those in Tennessee, those who are suffering from the flood, and those in Afghanistan who are so desperately trying to get out, but cannot. And Father, I pray that you will show a way. Our leadership is weak. They do not believe in you. But I pray that you will protect those who are there. We know already that some have been murdered. Father, open the eyes of the American people to see what has happened. That our interference, that our ignorance has caused deaths. Father, our nation is in turmoil. And it's in turmoil because so many have forgotten you, have forgotten where we came from. There are many trying to erase our history. But may we once again come together in your name, just as we do every single morning here. For it is such a time as this, and I had no idea when you asked me, when you told me, when you demanded that I begin each show with prayer back in 2019, where this nation would be today, but you did. You knew that your people need to be humbled. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. In Jesus' name, amen. Independence. We declared independence from a tyrannical king. He lived across the sea. He sent his governors to rule over the people of our land, America. They were considered traitors as they signed that document, those 56 men of America. Not the governors. I kind of jumped ahead. And then these 56 men, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Most lost their fortunes. Some of them lost their lives. But not a one of them sacrificed their sacred honor. How many of our politicians today have sacrificed for liberty, for your liberty, as our founding fathers did? Even the anti-American protesters, the Antifa and the BLM, they get paid for what they're doing. They didn't sacrifice anything, except maybe their souls. They do not believe in God. They do not believe in themselves. They do not believe in liberty, freedom, or independence. They believe in government slavery. Isn't that amazing to you that we would have people choose government slavery over independence? I find that amazing, and not in a good way. But America, in Galatians 5:12, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Free! But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, and rather serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbors as yourself. I have yet to see the left who love anyone. You listen to them on the telly or on the radio. Or you look at what they write or they tweet. They think Trump's tweets are bad. These people are, they're so lost, it's sad. When we realize that if we surrender unto God, that we will be free. When will we do that? As a youth growing up, you wanted to be independent. No longer under the authority of your parents. Yeah, until you realized you had to pay for the gas in the car, or you had to buy the tires for the vehicles. You know, I have another scripture here. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's out of Philippians 4:19. And in Isaiah 41:10, he says, fear not, because I am in fear. I don't know about you, but what is going on today is very fearful to me, because they're not just in Afghanistan. They are here. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The left who claim to be woke, as if woke is love, as if woke is independence or freedom, they disavow God. They are lost. They are losers, as President Trump said. They are captive by their own ignorance and enslaved by their own illogic. Why? Have you ever asked yourself why? Why is America from within, in these hearts of these who are against America, why is America believed to be bad? Why is it America in their eyes is said to be evil? Why is America from within by those wealthy people claiming that capitalism is a bad thing? They reaped the benefit of capitalism and now they're claiming it is bad. Why is good evil and why is evil good? In their lost eyes. Why is the Declaration of Independence now a thing to bring shame instead of pride and victory, instead of honor and bravery? We have a lost people who have never been brought up to know God and to follow Him, to trust in Him. They have no morals but what they make up, their logic. And it is weakness and not strength. We have a lot of highly educated people who have no common sense. They rule with a logic that is slanted and tainted with ignorance and evil. America is in trouble, my dear, dear friends. There is hope. And that hope is heavily laid upon you, the American Christians. The left have brought America to a dark and evil place. They have tried to remove the light. They have tried to remove God. They have tried to deny our Savior Jesus Christ, but the truth is, He cannot be denied. He will not be mocked. He will always reign. But the question is, will we reign with Him, by Him? Will we stand in His righteousness? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Independence is the word of the day, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
I return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So my point in my monologue is, I know I get a little bit long-winded sometimes, is the hope for America is in you, and it's only in you, because it's in God. We are the hope America needs, the American Christians. We must be the beacon of the good news. We must be His light and love to the world. And we must bring America home. I go through and independence was my word for today, and I didn't quite get to go the direction I was thinking of, but I want you to think about the word independence. You know, CSC Talk Radio is independently owned. I own it. I make mistakes. I own it. Unlike Biden, I can blame Rudy, but we all know that's not true when I blame Rudy. Well, maybe sometimes it is. He is the one with the techie touch. He's the one doing all that stuff. But, independence means I'm free to say that prayer in the morning with you. Independence means I'm free to read a few scriptures once in a while. Independence means I can give my opinion. I don't have to answer to someone else other than the affiliates. And they haven't complained yet. And I think it's because most of them are independent. Independently owned means you own it. You make it or you break it. Independence. When we were independent with our oil under President Donald Trump, we didn't have to worry about how much it was going to cost us at the pump. And we didn't have to beg OPEC to release more oil and then sit back in humiliation when they say no. We're in trouble. We have buffoons running this country. And yes, I think that the current administration, the two people and who they have chosen to run this country, are completely and totally incompetent. But I believe the ones who are really calling the shots behind the scenes, we have no idea who they are. I have a clue who some of them are. And the deep staters, they really don't care what happens in Afghanistan. They really don't care what happens at the pump. They want this nation to fall so they can have complete power. It goes back to beware of the useful idiots that we've read so many times on the air. You need to understand that they have a plan. And it doesn't matter if many Americans or Afghanistans or anyone else is killed along the way. They want global superiority. The left, the communists in this country and across the globe. And they will use anything to take power. Anything. Any disaster is at their pleasure, whether they created it or not. And the pandemic, that was like candy. As they started telling American people things. Someone told me the other day, and they believe this. And they're in fear. And it's a person I really love. I just think a lot of them. If everybody got the shot, she's not a liberal, she's not a left, she's a conservative. If everybody got the shot, we'd get rid of this. The virus is never, ever going away. Now that it's here, we have to learn how to deal with it, how to treat it. I've lost friends. We know many people who have passed away. We know many, many, many people who have not. Who have had it. It's still, the survival rate is still up in the 99%. Even in elderly people, it's 96. Losing one life is too many. But just to get vaccinated is not the answer. We have to learn to treat it. We have to learn the truth. And the truth is what the media isn't allowing you to have. Beware of the useful idiots. The one thing in here is the one thing that I want you to concentrate on. Independence. When you're dependent on God, you are independence. Because you lean on Him. That doesn't mean you think He's going to go out and plow the field for you, or He's going to go out and do this. You have to work. But they want it. Number 7 is religion in their 8 steps to a social state. Remove the belief in the God from government and schools. Remove the belief in God. What did your Democrat Party do? In 2012, they booed God, not once but twice in their convention. And in 2016, what did they do? They removed Him from the Pledge of Allegiance. They want Him out of your schools. No prayer in schools. Christians went along with this, and I'm not for that. I've got some people that believe that it was okay. It wasn't okay. It was the beginning of the end. They removed God and put in sex education. Then we had a teenage pregnancy problem. Was it from the sex education, or was it the removal of God and His righteousness? Who believes women have value, believes men have value and responsibilities? But the love child, you know, removed all that, you know, just well, if it feels good, do it. Well, we won't go back into that right now. Independence. America Americans are no longer an independent people. We were to be a sovereign people, sovereign state, sovereign nation. And the left hate the word sovereign. They hate the word independence. They love the word government. Do you ever stop and think about that? It's a mess that what's going on. And the headlines that you see, they're scary. Some of this is from the Daily Caller, one's from the Western Journal, one's from PJ Media, one's from CBN, one's from Breitbart, and one's from Front Page Magazine. Small percentage of Afghan refugees flagged through security screenings for possible ties to terrorism. They're coming here. They're already here. They were here before this mess in Afghanistan because they're coming across the open border. ISIS is back, thanks to Joe Biden. The worst report possible emerges from the Afghanistan. That's the Western Journal. Taliban sets a woman on fire for bad cooking. Ooh. ABC News seemingly edited out these comments from Biden during the aired Afghan interview. When Stephanopoulos interviewed Biden, he made several misstatements. He said several things that were wrong and that were inappropriate. So they edited it all out to make it look like we had a leader. Zero accountability. Reports Joe Biden plans no firing over Afghanistan. Well, of course not. So was it something that was from incompetence, or was it all something they planned? And good old de Blasio, he brings the pay not to slay program to New York. They're going to pay you if you don't kill somebody. Hey, I haven't killed anybody. Can I get paid? I resisted it. Now, I want you to, this is from Representative Lauren Boebert. This is a quote from her. And I want you to stop and think, in the last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, what has happened to the women in this country? It's sad that the left only thinks of women's rights as an abortion issue. Women's rights include the rights to vote, freedom of speech, an education, own a business, and practice religion. Until they acknowledge women outside the U.S. don't have these rights, they need to sit down. She should say sit down and shut up and be quiet. We don't care about the Afghan women, do we? And we don't care about our women. Now we're not mothers, we're birthing persons. As if anybody else other than a mother could be a birthing person. As if a mother who adopted is not a mother. And let me tell you something. I don't care if he wears a dress. I don't care if it's two men that say they're a couple. One of them is not a mother. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in trouble, my friends. And we need you. And we will be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have a couple of things I'm going to share with you, but first I'm going to read a couple of headlines to you again. Falling away. 60% of adults under 40 now say Jesus isn't the only way to salvation and equal to Muhammad and Buddha. Then the first sentence in here I'm going to have a little issue with. More than 60% of born-again Christians in America between the ages of 18 and 39 believe that Buddha and Muhammad and Jesus are all valid paths to salvation. And over 30% say they either believe that Jesus sinned just like the other people when he lived on earth or aren't sure. Well, let me explain. The very first part of that sentence is incorrect. If they believe this, they are not truly born-again Christians. Born-again Christians know there is only one way, and that is Jesus. It is this kind of logic, trying to accept everything as if it's the same, that is tearing this nation apart and bringing it down. I'll guarantee you George Washington did not believe that way. And I thought this was an interesting headline. It came on just as I was getting ready to come in here. Greece erects a steel wall along the Turkish border over Afghan migration fears.
So Greece is building a wall to stop them to coming in, and Biden opens the borders. And by the end of this year, we will have 2.7 million people, strangers in this land, who we do not know who they are. They are bringing COVID in. They are bringing other viruses in because that's what people do when they get together. We'll share with them. They'll share with us. That's what people do.
Greece has been a country a lot longer than we have, and sounds like they may continue to be
a country a lot longer than we have.
Longer than we will, yeah.
And here's another one. Healthcare workers pack hearing to support the bill to ban vaccine mandates in Michigan. That's what we should be doing all around this country. Now, I guess they're smarter than the average Democrat communist leader, so-called leader. And it also, I didn't even print it off, it came up just before I went on the air, that the FDA has approved Pfizer. And somebody was writing over here, and I haven't got it, I haven't checked it out to make sure it's correct, but I know that they are making millions and billions of dollars. And she had put on there that Pfizer has made $3.5 billion in just the 3 months of 2021. You see, the government's paying them. You think you're getting your vaccine free, but you're not. It's not free. And these companies are making bukus of money for the vaccine. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to make money. But you wonder why they want you to have one, two boosters to mandate it? I mean, I guess they're not making enough money, so they're going to mandate it. Who do you think's calling these shots? Well, perhaps you remember Paul Hamby. And I received this, again, pretty much just before I went on the air. Rudy printed it off. He says, a Liberty Thought of the Week. Now, Paul Hamby is with Hamby Dairy Supply, and I encourage you to use Hamby Dairy Supply. He's no longer an advertiser, but he is a supporter in other ways. And he sends me thoughts every once in a while, and I just love Paul. What is happening right now in Afghanistan is a tragedy. Clear, the exit strategy was not well thought out, stranding Americans and American military equipment there. However, too many are quick to blame President Joe Biden. The event is not exclusively Joe Biden's fault, nor Donald Trump's, nor Barack Obama. The outcome we are witnessing right now was inevitable. Once America's focus shifted from simply hunting down terrorists responsible for 9/11 to nation building in the Middle East, then at that moment, we lost this war. In 2011, Congressman Dr. Ron Paul spoke on the floor of the U.S. House to take up the question of, should we leave Afghanistan? 10 years ago, he said, I think the answer is very clear. And it's not complicated. If we don't get out now, we'll be there for another 10 years. We can't change Afghanistan, he said. Even if we could, we're not supposed to. You don't have the moral authority. You don't have the constitutional authority. Ron Paul goes on to say, too much has been lost and the chance of winning since we don't even know what we're going to win doesn't exist. If we leave today, or in 10 years or 30, the result will be the same. 10 years after that speech, and just 7 months before the September 11, 2001 attacks, Ron Paul warned us of the dangers of a foreign policy of interventionism and nation building. We cannot win wars in countries who have a 3,000-year history of conflict. It's an expensive lesson our country seems to have to relearn every few generations. Stay out of internal affairs of other countries. We have no business nation building. America is in trouble. We know that when we went over there, it was supposed to be, you know, that the weapons of mass destruction. We were supposed to go after the people who did the 9/11, but we went into Iraq. Iraq didn't do it. We went into Afghanistan. Yes, they were harboring them. They were helping them. They were... But we stayed there. And we stayed there. And we stayed there. And now look what's happened. It always seems to be worse when we pull out than if we'd have just never gone. We had every right to search down those killers and those who were plotting it. But now we've created more. In the movie of The Patriot, there was one Brit. I don't know what his rank was, but he was causing havoc. He would burn people out. He would do horrendous things. And then popped up the Patriot, who is his character is loosely based off of Brigadier General Thomas Sumter and Brigadier General Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox and the Gamecock, who had the militia, who helped the standing army of Washington. And Cornwallis told this guy, "You created that ghost. America has created the ISIS, the Taliban. We did this. And now we are in fear." I received this article last week. It comes from American Greatness. That's amgreatness.com. I encourage you to use that website. They have some great writers there. This is from Kevin Porteous. He says, "They govern in your name for their own sake and for the sake of the globalist vision that exists to serve themselves and their friends." And he's talking about who? Our own politicians, the Democrats and the Republicans. He says, "The sudden collapse of American power in Afghanistan has triggered the usual partisan blame storming in Washington. Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming has blamed the Biden administration." How clueless does a member of the Cheney family have to be to go around assigning blame for Afghanistan? Talking points from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat, off the show that she blames the Donald Trump for everything. Biden went on TV and blamed Trump for plan Biden abandoned, the Afghan people for not being willing to fight, and the good humor man for running out of chocolate chip. The blame game. Maybe it really falls on us, we the people. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all?
That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. John O'Leary is coming to Springfield's Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event. As a curious 9-year-old, O'Leary played with fire and gasoline and created a massive explosion, burning 100% of his body. This epic story of survival is one of that embraces life and its importance when the odds are stacked against you. John's emotional storytelling, sharp wit, and authenticity make each of his presentations truly transformational. John has inspired millions, from top corporate executives to those overcoming their own suffering. He's authored 2 books, including the number 1 national bestseller, On Fire, The 7 Choices to Ignite a Radically Inspired Life. John supports Vitae's pro-woman approach, which effectively reaches women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Come see John O'Leary at the Vitae Foundation Springfield Pro-Life event on Friday, August 27th at the White River Conference Center in Springfield, Missouri. Get your tickets at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go back to this article, and I hope I'm not boring you, because he really makes some good points here. I'm going to skip down. He's talking about, he was talking about the blame game. But he goes on and he says, in one sense, this is very clearly a disaster for the Biden administration. We managed to bobble along in Afghanistan for nearly 20 years before the present administration arrived with ideas about foreign policy that seemed to be no deeper than lecturing America on its faults, flying rainbow flags, and pushing cringy Instagram videos. He said it's another sense, in another sense, it is accountability you want. Then it's time to look at the mirror. We were all a part of it, you know? All of us, Republicans, Democrats alike. Did you vote for Bush? Did you vote for Kerry, McCain, Obama, Romney, Hillary, or Biden? Or any of the array of primary candidates that are too numerous to mention? If so, you were a part of it. Did you go along with the mission creep that turned a campaign to kill jihadis into an exercise in nation building? Did you cheer George W. Bush when he talked about Afghan women voting or Afghan girls learning to read? You were a part of it. Did you swallow all of the lies our generals told us about our progress in the region and about the capabilities of the Afghan military? You were a part of it. But if you were on the other side, did you notice that your people kept right on doing the same things once the Bush Hitler was gone? Did you swoon over President Hope and Change, whose preferred Middle East diplomacy tactic was the drone strike? Do you remember Cindy Sheehan, the Gold Star mom who paraded in front of the microphones by the Democrats on every occasion to attack Bush? Do you remember how those same Democrats kicked her to the curb as soon as Obama came into office? Well, then you were a part of it. We were all a part of it because we believed that there was a meaningful difference between the parties in Washington. There isn't. Self-proclaimed Republicans and Democrats in real America are different, but not the subspecies of each of the prowls in Washington swamps. They go through the motions of disagreeing, but none of it means anything. There is a ritual of partisan combat in D.C., but it's just bread and circuses for the masses. Do you remember the foreign policy debate between Obama and Romney during the 2012 election? Go back and read the transcript without the names. Except for the 30-second exchange on Russia, the two were basically indistinguishable. Neoliberal or neoconservative, does it really make any difference? Many people in both parties figured it out. From the Bernie bros on Twitter to your neighbor who went to the Trump rally. Some people figured it out earlier than others. For me, Angelo Codvella's 2010 essay, America's Ruling Class on the Perils of Revolution, and the whole Mitt Romney experience in 2012 were seminal moments. Some figured it out for the wrong reasons, like those on the left who basically agreed for our putative enemies that America is the great Satan. Some figured it out, but kept supporting the establishment anyway. So we were all a part of it. They can't be changed now. The question is, are you still a part of it? Have you learned anything? The same class of self-interested, lying incompetents who brought about this debacle in Afghanistan have spent the last 18 months peddling COVID fear, porn, and musing about vaccine mandates. And they're the same people who breathlessly tell us that a couple of grandmas who took a self-guided tour of the Capitol are a greater threat to our democracy than Antifa goons, than Chinese communists, and millions of third world invaders. If you still trust these people, you haven't learned anything. If our elites tell you the sun comes up in the east, you should go outside and check. For all of his faults, Trump was the exception. The only viable alternative to this policy of progressive imperialism. The Uniparty knew it and went all out to destroy him. They finally disposed him, and perhaps half the country cheered because he had mean tweets. I'm going to stop just a second before I finish this. Think about what he said there. Do you remember that John McCain, he helped distribute the dossier, which was full of lies? It was a Democrat thing, right? But John helped push it around. The Bushes came out and voted Democrat because they hated Trump. Why would they hate Trump? Why would anybody hate somebody that stands up and says, we're going to make America great again? Why would anybody vote for somebody who says, build back better? Who hides in the basement? What is it exactly that he's going to build back better? And before he can build it back better, he's got to break it down to nothing. Let's continue. If you are one of these who cheered Trump's ouster of the restoration of the Uniparty to power, you're still part of it. To bring these others in, then you're still part of it. If you're running around squealing about how this is all the Republicans' fault or all the Democrats' fault, you haven't learned a darn thing. You're still the stooge of the ruling class that couldn't possibly care less about you, your community, or even the United States as a sovereign nation. They govern in your name for their own sakes and for the sake of the globalist vision that exists to serve themselves and their friends. As far as they are concerned, you are to be kept as post-mortem serfs, a cheap, disposable, and easily exploited resource pool for their projects. A uniparty. Remember what I said? They're always nonpartisan when it comes to spending trillions of dollars that we can't come up with. They can't tax us enough, but they're going to try. So they're going to try and do everything they can to break America so they can build it back better. So that they can send... They don't want to get out of Afghanistan. They don't want to get out of these wars because they're making money on it. There were many who made money on it. But there were many of the peasants, children, who sacrificed their lives for somebody lying to them about democracy in the Middle East. America, if you still believe in the two-party system, you're a part of it. You're a part of the problem. But if you reject them and put your faith in God, we can bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.